The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish them, but to bring them to fulfillment. And I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter, not the smallest part of a letter of the law will pass away until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. This short pericope we have here from Matthew in the Gospel reading today comes from the section very familiar to us as the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5, 6, and 7 in the Gospel of Matthew. And it would be a great Lenten spiritual exercise to just take chapter 5, 6, and 7 of the Gospel of Matthew and reflect on this prayerfully and allow it to lead us through Lent. It begins with the Beatitudes, and this comes very early, where Jesus introduces the themes that run through the Sermon on the Mount in the manner in which we speak today's Gospel. He has come to fulfill the law, not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. He is the fulfillment of the law. And all we heard about the law way back in Exodus and in Deuteronomy, and way through the Old Testament, the details of the law, demands of the law, the imposition of the law. He says, "I have come to bring fulfillment to the law." He is the fulfillment of the law. He is the one who forgives the undeserving, who feeds people without merit, who welcomes the stranger, breaks bread with the sinners, the fulfillment of the law. As followers of Jesus Christ, we are called to witness the fulfillment of the law, which is to say, it's not an imposition or a burden on us. It's a grace, it's a privilege for us to have the opportunity to forgive somebody who is undeserving, to bless somebody who hasn't merited the blessing, to welcome somebody who is rejected by others, to think kind thoughts about another person rather than judgment. The fulfillment of the law. Read through the Sermon on the Mount and you'll find this. Go the extra mile, you know, give the shirt off your back, turn the other cheek, love your enemies, speak well of those who persecute you, pray for those who oppress you. You'll find that. It's an amazing possibility. It's transforming. It transforms our day. It transforms the whole season of Lent. If we took the fulfillment of the law spoken about in Matthew's Gospel here in the proclamation of Jesus and said, "I will endeavor to follow this during the season of Lent." Matthew's Gospel, being the Jewish Gospel, is very strong on this concept of fulfillment. We were growing up to now, we had an understanding up to now, but now it's a messianic age. And the one who is spoken about in the Hebrew scriptures, the law and the prophets spoke about the coming of the Messiah, the great age of liberation, the great age of fulfillment, it's now. Jesus has come, the messianic person, the person who will proclaim the fullness of our understanding of the law and the prophets. So keep this in mind. take this day and look for opportunities to live out the fulfillment of the law, to speak well of another, to share a compliment, to extend forgiveness which is not deserved, to reach out and welcome somebody who is rejected by others, to withhold judgment. I mean, take the Sermon on the Mount of Fulfillment spoken about by Jesus today, and somehow it will call us into a closer discipleship with the person of Jesus Christ. He is the fulfillment of the law, and we as disciples of the Lord, we are called to witness in our own manner of life the fulfillment of the law spoken about in today's reading. Amen.